The statewide mask mandate is set to expire at the end of the month, and Governor Roy Cooper is not planning to renew it. He is, however, issuing a new toolkit for schools across the state as they return to in-person learning next month. At a press briefing on Wednesday, Cooper said the new guidance urges school boards to require masks regardless of vaccination status in K-8 schools and recommended masking for unvaccinated students and staff in high schools.
The most important work our state will do next month is getting all of our children back into classrooms safely for in-person learning. That's the best way for them to learn. And we want their school days to be as close to normal as possible, especially after the year of disruption they just had.
While COVID vaccines are currently available to everyone over the age of 12, many students have yet to receive their shots. Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Mandy Cohen, said just 24% of eligible North Carolinians ages 12 through 17 are fully vaccinated.
We still have a long way to go. Schools need to use the additional safety protocols outlined in the Strong Schools NC Public Health Toolkit to continue to protect students and staff as we enter the new school year.
Cohen said the toolkit is meant to keep students safely in the classroom through a layered prevention strategy. These guidelines, however, will not be legally required, which puts the responsibility on school boards for enforcement. More than 1,400 new COVID-19 cases were reported in North Carolina this week, and the state saw its highest test positivity rate since May. State officials said the spike in cases is due to the emergence of the Delta variant, which is more transmissible than the original strain of the virus. Cohen said more than 80% of the new cases in the state are from the variant, but those cases are largely from those who haven't gotten their vaccines.
94% of the cases and hospitalizations we have now are in people who are not vaccinated. The Delta variant is formidable, but vaccines are the best way to protect your health.
Even with more prevention strategies in schools, Cohen said getting more young people vaccinated is the best way to slow the spread of COVID and keep students at school. The fully updated toolkit is available at ncdhhs.gov. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Rappaport.